WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can make even the bravest souls tremble. Public speaking. Yeah, I know. It conjures up images of sweaty palms, shaky voices, and maybe even a full-on panic attack. But hang with me because trust me, this isn't about becoming some polished orator who delivers speeches at award ceremonies. This is about building that unshakable confidence to speak your truth, share your ideas, and connect with people on a deeper level. Because in a world where communication is key, being able to express yourself clearly and confidently is seriously powerful stuff. So how do we tackle this beast? How do we go from feeling like a deer caught in headlights to owning the room? Let's break it down into five golden nuggets of wisdom that can help you become a communication ninja. First up, know your stuff. Ever felt like you were rambling and losing people because you weren't truly confident in what you were saying? Yeah, that's a confidence killer. So, do your homework. Research your topic inside out, practice until you can practically recite it in your sleep. The more comfortable you are with the content, the more natural and confident you'll sound. Next up, find your voice. Don't try to be someone you're not. Authenticity is key here. Speak in a way that feels genuine to you, even if it means ditching the fancy jargon and speaking plainly. People connect with sincerity, so let your personality shine through. Speaking of shining, practice makes perfect or at least progress. I know, the thought of rehearsing out loud can be cringeworthy. But trust me, it's essential. Practice in front of a mirror, record yourself, or even try it out on unsuspecting friends and family, just kidding, maybe. The more you practice, the smoother your delivery will become. Visualize success. Okay, this one might sound a little woo-woo, but hear me out. Before you step into the spotlight, close your eyes and imagine yourself delivering a killer presentation. See yourself confident, engaging, and connecting with the audience. Visualization can be incredibly powerful in shaping your reality. Finally, remember that it's okay to make mistakes. Seriously, everyone does. Even seasoned speakers have off days. If you stumble over a word or two, don't sweat it. Just take a breath, regain your composure, and keep going. The audience will likely be more forgiving than you think. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, surrounded by potential clients and collaborators. Everyone seems to know each other except for you, the newbie. Now, you have an opportunity to introduce yourself, share your skills, and make a lasting impression. But instead of launching into a well-rehearsed spiel, you freeze up, your mind goes blank, and you mumble a half-hearted greeting. Yeah, not ideal. But what if you had the confidence to step forward, engage in genuine conversations, and share your expertise with clarity and passion? What if you use this opportunity to build connections, spark collaborations, and make valuable contributions? That's the power of communication. It can unlock doors and create opportunities that would otherwise remain closed. So remember, folks, confidence isn't about being flawless. It's about embracing your authentic self, speaking your truth, and connecting with others on a meaningful level. By mastering these five key takeaways, knowing your stuff, finding your voice, practicing regularly, visualizing success, and embracing mistakes, you can transform from a hesitant speaker to a confident communicator who commands attention and inspires action. And that's what it's all about, right? Building the confidence to share our stories, express our ideas, and make a difference in the world. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Maybe they need a little boost of confidence too. And if you found this valuable, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you. See you on the next episode of The Stoic Life. How to build calm confidence.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.